After the Battle of Kurukshetra, Part 2, Arjuna Deals with Ashwatthama. Suta Goswami said, after binding Ashwatthama, Arjuna wanted to take him to the military camp. The personality of Godhead Sri Krishna, looking on with his lotus eyes, spoke to the angry Arjuna. O Partha, you should not show mercy by releasing this Brahma Bandhu, this relative of a Brahmana, for he has killed innocent boys in their sleep. A person who knows the principles of religion does not kill an enemy who is careless, intoxicated, insane, asleep, afraid, or devoid of his chariot. Nor does such a person kill a boy, a woman, a foolish creature, or a surrendered soul. A cruel and wretched person who maintains his existence at the cost of others' lives, deserves to be killed for his own well-being. Otherwise, he will go down by his own actions. Furthermore, I have personally heard you promise your wife Draupadi that you would bring forth the head of the killer of his sons. This man is an assassin, a murderer of your own family members. Not only that, but he has also dissatisfied his master. He is but the burnt remnants of his family. Kill him immediately. Suta Goswami said, although Krishna, who was examining Arjuna in religion, encouraged Arjuna to kill Ashwatthama, the great soul Arjuna did not like the idea of killing him, although Ashwatthama was a heinous murderer of Arjuna's own family members. After reaching his own camp, Arjuna, along with his dear friend and chariot driver, Sri Krishna, entrusted the murderer unto his dear wife. Draupadi was lamenting for her murdered sons when they arrived. Draupadi then saw Ashwatthama, who was bound with ropes like an animal, and who was also silent for having enacted the most inglorious murder. But due to her female nature, and due to her being naturally good and well-behaved, Draupadi showed Ashwatthama due respects for his being a Brahmana. Draupadi could not tolerate Ashwatthama's being bound by ropes, and being a devoted lady, she spoke, release him. He is a Brahmana, our spiritual master. It was by Drona Acharya's mercy that you learned the military art of throwing arrows and the confidential art of controlling weapons. Drona Acharya is certainly still existing, being represented by his son Ashwatthama. Drona Acharya's wife Kripi did not undergo a sati with him because she still had a son. Oh, most fortunate Arjuna, you know the principles of religion. It is not good for you to cause grief to glorious family members, members who are always respectable and worshipful. My Lord, do not make the wife of Dronacharya cry like me. I am aggrieved for the death of my sons, but she need not cry constantly like me. If the kingly administrative order being unrestricted in sense control, offends the Brahman order and enrages them. Then the fire of that rage burns up the whole body of the royal family and brings grief upon all. Suta Goswami said, O Brahmanas, King Yudhishthira fully supported the statements of the queen, which were in accordance with principles of religion and were justified, glorious, full of mercy and equity, and without duplicity. Meanwhile, Nakul and Sahadev, the younger brothers of King Yudhishthira, and also Satyaki Arjuna, the personality of Godhead Lord Sri Krishna, son of Devaki, and the ladies and others, all unanimously agreed with King Yudhishthira. However, Bhima disagreed with them and recommended killing this culprit, who in an angry mood had murdered sleeping children for no purpose and for neither his nor his master's interest. Chaturabhuj, the four-armed lord, personality of Godhead, after hearing the words of Bhima, Draupadi, and the others, thus saw the face of his dear friend Arjuna and began to speak as if smiling. A friend of a Brahmana is not to be killed, but if such a person is an aggressor, then he must be killed. All these rulings are in the scriptures, and you should act accordingly. Now you have to fulfill your promise to your wife, and you must also act to the satisfaction of Bhimasena and me. Just then, Arjuna could understand the motive of the Lord with his equivocal orders. Thus, with his sword, Arjuna severed both hair and jewel from the head of Ashwatthama. Ashwatthama had already lost his bodily luster due to infanticide, and now, moreover, having lost the jewel from his head, he lost even more strength. Thus, he was unbound and driven out of the camp. Cutting the hair from his head, depriving him of his wealth, and driving him from his residence are the prescribed punishments for the relative of a Brahmana. There is no injunction for killing the body. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.